taken into custody. His bond is set at $60,000. The Covington County Sheriff's Office is investigating a body found next to a burning car. They say the body was found just west of Andalusia. The victim's identity has not yet been released. And the Greenville Walmart will reopen this morning after a fire was intentionally set in the store earlier this week. Tuesday, Greenville police arrested a 17-year-old boy they say intentionally set that fire inside of the store. Luckily, no one was hurt. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
The President of the United States.
Just as I promised the American people from this podium 11 months ago, we enacted the biggest tax cuts and reforms in American history.
When President Trump promised tax cuts, Twinkle Kavanaugh promised that those savings would go back into the pockets of hardworking Alabamians. And both Trump and Twinkle lived up to their promises. Just weeks ago, Twinkle Kavanaugh, as head of the Public Service Commission, led the effort to return $337 million of the Trump tax cuts to electricity customers in Alabama. That's more than $300 million Twinkle Kavanaugh ordered the big utilities to return to hardworking Alabamians. And under Twinkle, the price of natural gas for our homes hit its lowest mark in a decade. Putting money back in the pockets of Alabama families. Keeping her promise to turn Christian values into conservative government. Twinkle Kavanaugh for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Did you know circuit breakers deteriorate over time and can become a fire hazard? If you've added rooms or large appliances to your home, have breakers that trip, or if your home is over 20 years old, you may need to upgrade your electrical panel. Don't risk your family's safety. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for expert electrical service. Act now and Mr. Electric will install a whole home surge protection system at no additional charge with your panel upgrade. That's a $600 value. With upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options, why wait? Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for complete details or visit us online today. Where?
June. June bugs. Weddings, maybe. Vacations and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park. Comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump signing an executive order to allow children to stay with their parents caught crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally.
Volvo opening its first ever U.S. assembly plant.
Disney upping its offer to $71 billion for Fox's entertainment businesses, countering a previous bid from Comcast of $66 billion.
Right in between Thanksgiving and Halloween, it's a new date millions of Canadians are now waiting for. The recreational use of marijuana will become legal across the country on October 17th.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, investigating the fatal police shooting of a black teenager.
Tesla's filed a lawsuit against a former employee who allegedly hacked into computers at the company's Nevada battery factory.
AMC Theaters has unveiled a new $20 a month subscription service to rival MoviePass, which is having trouble.
The National Association of Realtors says sales of previously owned homes fell 0.4% last month.
The retired Archbishop of Washington, D.C., Theodore McCarrick, has been removed from public ministry over allegations he sexually abused a teenager in New York more than 40 years ago.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a police officer, give him a big thumbs up for me, if you would, please. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. They have got the premium bone-in ribeye, and I have had it. Joey, you've had it also, haven't you?
Oh, my, yes.
They're really, really good.
So good.
And I'm going to do it as a doing a precision cooker when I do that. That would be my weekend.
It's a perfect way to go cook it.
It really is. It's to the perfection, and then we put it in butter on the grill with everything else, and it's delicious. Let's see. And also, we have the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket that is open to any caller, as long as you tell us that you want to be in the drawing, and you say something to us, if you would, please. That is important. Let me see here. What else we need to do? Fran Townsend, former National Security Advisor for the Bush administration, she's going to be talking about the effect of the executive order here. So let's listen in.
Let's unpack this, Fran, because the executive order now keeps families together, but a zero tolerance policy is still in place.
That's right. So the executive order, as John pointed out in the lead, only keeps them together for 20 days because by a court order, that you can't hold the children beyond 20 days. And so we've really kicked the can down the road and put, I think, from the White House's perspective, more pressure on Congress. You don't solve this in 20 days, we're going to be right back where we started. And so I do think that it's not going to, this hasn't solved it.
But you're a prosecutor. Would you prosecute all of these cases? Listen, it's clear they're breaking the law, but should it be taken into account why they're breaking the law? Does that matter at all?
So, you know, Gail, mostly the zero tolerance policy is the deterrent. Put aside the family separation, because before, prior administrations did not prosecute all these cases. Look, I was a prosecutor for many years, and you have prosecutorial discretion to allow the prosecutor to say that it would be an injustice if we really prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And these are misdemeanors. The U.S. attorneys along the southwest border don't typically take misdemeanors. They don't have those kind of resources.
Now, she said there was a misdemeanor. I thought that what had happened is the Obama administration reduced it to a misdemeanor under their ability to select how they wanted to do this.
No, I think the way it works is your first illegal crossing is a misdemeanor. And the reason why even the Obama administration was, say, having to put kids in these holding centers is because the second crossing is a felony. So I think they were giving prosecutorial discretion to the misdemeanors and the first crossings. And if you come back, then you have to be prosecuted. And then also you had the kids coming alone, essentially on their own, who are also being held.
I don't see why they just don't turn them around. So turn around and go back where you came from. So Fran Townsend's going to carry on with this. And talk about some other choices that are out there.
There are almost 11,000 children in custody, according to the government. What happens to them now? Will they be reunited with their parents?
So we should say the majority of those 11,000 came across alone, unaccompanied minors, mostly by what they call coyotes, right? Smugglers. About 2,300 are the result of the Trump zero tolerance policy. And it's not clear, you know, as HHS has given conflicting statements, they do track these children. But what we don't know is what is the process for reunification? What efforts are made to ensure that there is consistent and persistent contact between the child and the parent who's in custody facing prosecution? None of those questions have been answered.
Fran, it doesn't look like Congress in an election year is going to do anything exciting, so there may be no action in Congress. The judge may not change anything. So this 20 days happens. Then what happens next? Is there anything other than keeping the families detained or splitting them up? Is there a third option here?
Your only options at the end of the 20 days, right, is either you choose to have the zero tolerance policy, in which case we're right back again. You're going to separate these families. The children are going to go, and the parents are going into Department of Justice custody to face prosecution. Or they agreed to immediate deportation, in which case everybody would be sent back. But the president is not going to change. I don't think we ought to think he's going to change his policy. You're either going to prosecute them and separate them, or you're not, and then you're returned to the idea of what the president calls catch and release. You can't. You either release them into the United States, which President Trump is not going to do, or you have them agree to immediate deportation.
You know, this is, when they say the system is broken, it truly is, because they don't, it's like they built this patchwork of laws that ended up to be an immigration. They tried to adapt each one to what the current situation was, instead of saying, wait a minute, here's where we are now. You've got people coming over the border. That's one part of the immigration. By the way, this drives me crazy. When they go, illegal immigrants that are in the country break laws at a much less rate than American citizens do. But what they're doing is they're kind of giving you a head fake and saying, well, most of the people, you're thinking that those are the folks that come over the border illegally. No, it's the people who overstay their visas.
And you also have unique, and I think the number, I've seen those studies, and I think they're true, but there are a lot of reasons for that.
Yeah, like because it's the guy who is the engineer that overstayed his work visa, and he's kind of in the woodwork somewhere, and he didn't want to break the law because he could get caught.
And then also, like, El Paso is, correct me if I'm wrong, right across the border from Juarez.
Right.
And so there are unique situations where in Juarez there's a lot of violence. There are a lot of competing drug cartels. But there is a truce in El Paso. And so it doesn't shock me that El Paso is a much more peaceful, less crime-ridden town.
There's no comparison.
And it's actually because I think the authorities there, and they do a good job, but it's also because the cartels have kind of said, well, we'll put our families here. El Paso, there's a truce. And so you get all sorts of unique situations in that regard where people don't commit crimes, they don't report them. And I think there's also the idea of, if I commit a crime, I get caught, I get deported. So I'm going to be on my best behavior.
Right. Yeah. Juarez is like a war zone compared to El Paso. Actually, I have a friend that just moved from El Paso to Alabama, and she was telling me about what the situation was like. And she said, you know, you would go over to Juarez, but you would only go a certain distance because there's about a 2-mile area that was fine. But you went any further than that, you're taking your life in your own hands. Forget the 5-mile zone and all of that kind of stuff. So it's, you know, we got to get something done here, guys, but I'm not sure that we're on the right path for this. So what's next for separated families? CBS is going to weigh in on this one.
Customs and Border Protection says it's taking immediate steps to implement the executive order. We don't know if or when the more than 2,300 children already separated from their parents will be reunited. Hundreds of people gathered at New York's LaGuardia Airport last night to welcome children headed to one of more than 100 shelters in 17 states.
New video provided by the government offers a look inside a Florida shelter that holds about 1,200 kids, including many separated from their families. They're now being treated by the government as so-called unaccompanied children, just like minors who cross a border without their parents. David Begno's at a shelter near the Mexican border in McAllen, Texas. David, good morning. As we keep hearing a lot of confusion this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Gail. That's the New Hope facility behind me. An official with Catholic Charities, who you actually spoke with, gave us a heads up and said, listen, here at this facility, they have about 60 children, anywhere between 10 and 17 years old, and some of them have been separated from their parents. The question is, what happens next? You're going to hear from a government official who actually used to run the government's program that takes care of children separated from their parents. He did it under President Obama, and he said even then and now, the government is not equipped to handle this large number of children, not to mention trying to reunite them with their parents.
Alex Antonio and his 2-year-old son Jeremy were released after being initially detained for the maximum period of 72 hours. The release came around the same time President Trump signed his executive order. The Honduran man told us that while in custody, he heard that families were being separated. and he feared it would happen to him and Jeremy. For the more than 2,300 children already separated from their parents, the president's executive order may not change anything immediately.
Whoops. Sorry about that. I don't know what I did wrong. Now let's continue to the second clip.
No system in place to reunite children with parents who are in detention.
Bob Kerry is an Open Society Fellow. He used to run the Office of Refugee Resettlement under the Obama administration. That is the federal agency responsible for caring for separated children. Kerry says ORR shelter system was designed for minors who arrive at the border alone, typically adolescent boys, and is not really equipped for the influx of infants, toddlers, and young children that were separated from their parents under the president's zero tolerance policy.
This is child abuse being perpetrated by a government.
Early yesterday morning, these girls arrived at a facility in New York City, which Mayor Bill de Blasio says is housing 239 separated children. The mayor says some of them arrived with contagious conditions like chickenpox and lice.
The youngest to come here, they told us, was 9 months old.
The U.S. government tells CBS News it keeps track of children with a unique identifier called an alien number. Name, age, gender, and country of origin are also recorded. Ofelia De Los Santos, an official at Catholic Charities in Brownsville, Texas, says the shelters she's visited are well-run, but...
It's not about how nice a facility is. It's the fact that they're not with their parents. When they go to their beds at night, what do you think they think about?
Ofelia told us that from what she's seen, every time a child gets to a facility like this, they get medical and mental health screenings, if you will. And then the government works to figure out who already lives in the U.S. that's related to them. Government officials have insisted to us we try and find people here in the U.S. who can take them. But Nora, that process can sometimes take up to 2 months.
And notice how they conflate the ones that are being separated from their parents and the ones that their parents put them on a train and or gave them over to a coyote.
Right.
10,000 were that way. 2,300 were separated from their parents. But they conflate the two together. And this is the media. You're not going to get a fair shake when the media is taking this kind of approach, because what they're doing is they're really giving out disinformation, and they need to do it accurately, and they're not. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Bum, 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 bum
Mr. Sandman is back in our permanent stores just in time to introduce some amazing new mattresses from Serta, Sutherland, Jameson, and the luxurious collection from my good friends, Drew and Jonathan Scott from HGTV. Okay, I met them at a book signing. Many of our most popular mattresses are back, including the Pure Tidalay Bliss Latex mattresses and Scandinavian Latex and Memory Foam sets. Most products we carry are unique to this area and are discounted every day. Mr. Sandman also offers a large selection of adjustable bases at the lowest prices around. We are overstocked on headboards and luxury pillows, so they are all on sale at huge discounts off internet prices, including some plush memory foam pillows for $25. Your child will love one. We do sell box springs, both lower profile and regular heights, for a no-pressure, pleasant shopping experience. Visit us in Millbrook on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 next to the Citgo station, or on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. United.
With Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and I need a new AC.
If your AC is old or broken and you don't know how you're going to pay for a new one, relax. United has financing available with no down payment with approved credit with payments as low as $99 a month.
United even has 0% interest for 36, 48, and 60 months on select systems. Let United give you your best solution with the latest technology and improve your indoor comfort for as little as $99 a month for a complete energy efficient system. They install hundreds of new systems every year.
If the unit is beyond repair, we give free estimates on replacement. And for this month, we will give you a free digital thermostat with a new system. And yes, payments as low as $99 on a new system.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Is this where we are? Let's go to the phones and go to James. James, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
God bless you all and God bless America.
How are you, my friend? Long time no talk to.
Well, just tickled to death to be alive. Good day to be alive. Look forward to being alive tomorrow.
And the day after, I hope.
I got one quick thing and two things, but you said something just a minute ago that I have not heard anyone else say. Why in the world, and I've been up and down the road many times in my life, and I've used to travel a lot out west, and I have seen the Border Patrol people stop vehicles and load them up and put them on buses and take them back across the border. Now, why are we not doing that? I mean, I understand. Criminal. Yeah. But doesn't it seem to be cheaper on us that if we just load them up, take them back across the border, and not spend how much ever we're spending a piece? I heard one time $30,000 to get these folks here, there, and back again. Why are we not? Do we no longer do that?
I don't know the answer to that. That would make sense to me that you just say, turn around and start walking that way. But these people are literally running up to the Border Patrol and turning themselves into them.
Well, then, you know, and I mean, I have, back years ago when my father and I were driving trucks, we'd go and I have seen the people pull over, you know, been pulled over, load them on a bus, and then they head back, you know, and they take them back across the border and send them back where they come from. But I mean, and now I know it's, you know, criminalities and it, you know, repeat offenders and all that sort of stuff, but are we, you know, are we cost it just doesn't seem to be making a whole lot of sense that we are.
That's why the system is broken.
that, well, yes, it is broken. And the second thing I want to say is that I have taken this attack on me and you and everybody else personally. I'm getting tired of being called a bloodthirsty Nazi. You know, simply because I don't agree with the movie stars and the entertainers and the whoever, they get to call me names. And I'm taking this personal. They get to call me names. They get to call me a Nazi. They get to call me a bloodthirsty Nazi. They get to call me someone that wants to start back concentration camps and, you know, the final solution. And simply because I don't agree with them, they get to do this. And I'm getting to the point that I'm not going to burn police cars in the street, but you know, at a certain point, you just break down. And I'm just getting tired of being physically and mentally and verbally abused.
Yep, it's tiresome, but just ignore it. Just let it roll right off your back.
Well, you know, that's the way my daddy said, if it, you know, it ain't going to hurt you if it don't break nothing. So it hadn't broke anything, but, you know, it just gets to where sometimes you just get at that point where you've had all you want. And you know, I may be, you know, us strong people like me and you, we may be able to withstand this, but somebody's going to break one of these days. And, oh, my God, what a terrible tragedy. How did it ever happen? Well, it happened because these people just keep on and on and on. But anyway, I've vented my little bit, but maybe next time you're talking to the White House, tell them to just start putting these people on buses, sending them back home.
That's the deal, James. I want you to have a great day.
Oh, you too, brother. Y'all have a great day, and I'm glad y'all are out there making the world a better place.
272-9228. Let me take the opportunity to mention that Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars is sponsored this hour of the Dan Moore Show. You know, buying a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Go by and see my good friend Tip Thames or David Ingram and tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. Everybody there is going to help you, but I do want you to stick your head in and tell Tip Thames you're a Dan Moore Show listener, because he's going to take extra great care of you. He loves that more than you know. So go by, even if you just want to chat with him. Maybe they don't have what you want, but maybe they can find what you want. Maybe you're looking for a particular car. Well, you just tell Tip what you're looking for, and he'll look out there, and if he can find it for you, and it meets the Jack Ingram standard, Jack Ingram Signature Used Car standard, then he'll get it for you, and then he'll still give you the 3-day return policy on it. So tell them thank you and go by and see them, because like I say, buying a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at Lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about our Rate Beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
Advanced Tech Systems, the River Region's leader in home and business security and automation, has an immediate opening for an experienced integrator for audio, video, and security. This candidate must like people and have a genuine interest in helping homeowners and business owners with their security and automation concerns. Advanced Tech Systems is a locally owned company with a fantastic working environment. If you have the experience and can meet the challenge of integrating audio, video, and security into a seamless system, get in touch with Advanced Tech Systems today. Call 334-229-9975 or email your resume to atsmgm@gmail.com. Advanced Tech Systems is offering a very competitive salary for the right qualified candidate, and the opportunities for advancement are part of the package. Don't waste time. This opening is available now. Call 334-229-9975 or email your resume to atsmgm@gmail.com. Join the Advanced Tech Systems team today.
Fox News Radio. I'm Steve Rappaport. A surprise visit from the First Lady.
Let me begin to recognize each of you and thanking you for all what you do, for your heroic work that you do every day, and what you do for those children.
Melania Trump touring a child immigrant detention center in Texas. Meanwhile, the House just voting down a conservative-backed immigration bill, a more moderate proposal being delayed until tomorrow. The Supreme Court ruling states can require online retailers to collect sales tax.
A 5-4 ruling at the Supreme Court tosses a 2-decades-old precedent exempting companies from collecting sales tax in states where it doesn't have a brick-and-mortar presence. Justice Anthony Kennedy calls that physical presence rule further removed from economic reality each year, resulting in significant revenue loss to states.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to summer officially now. Today, partial sunshine with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and evening hours, and then fading out overnight. High temperature in the lower 90s today, low tonight in the mid-70s. We'll be in the low 90s again tomorrow with, again, a rather generous supply of showers and storms around. Not every town will get wet, but many will. By Saturday, pretty routine forecast, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon storms, high around 93, low to mid-90s on Sunday and Monday as storms become widely scattered, more isolated in nature, with heat index back into triple digits by then. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, free in the App Store, with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are. Just search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, there was a situation that happened in Pittsburgh, and this is so Well, let me, before I get into that, because I want to have plenty of room, let's do Alabama's unemployment rate is down yet again.
Well, people across the state of Alabama are finding jobs. The current unemployment rate, one of the lowest we have seen in more than 10 years. Raycom political reporter Lydia Nussbaum is up in the newsroom now, and she's got more. Lydia, this is certainly good news.
That's right. May's unemployment rate is sitting at 3.9%, which means businesses are hiring. Metro Fitness has been open for 19 years, but that was not without surviving the economic ups and downs.
08 was horrible. It was awful. And just to know that we came through that, because it was tough.
But now the owner says this year is one of her biggest years. More people at the gym want personal trainers, so she started hiring.
It's definitely a better economy, so therefore we're getting, you know, we're getting to hire more people. We're getting to give a few raises and do some things like that.
The Alabama annual unemployment rate has been decreasing for the last few years. The reason for this comes down to higher consumer confidence.
The economy itself is looking good right now. People are feeling more confident. Consumer confidence is high.
There is more money in people's pockets.
They have more discretionary spending, and so they're able to go into stores, have higher spending power, be able to do more shopping.
This means retailers are now able to hire more qualified people at higher wages.
So if you've been discouraged in the past months finding a job, this might be a good time to brush the dust off of that resume and see what's out there in the marketplace.
So the economy is doing really well in Alabama. That's a great number for Alabama, and because we have a non-working class group that's in the system, and they are for it to be down that low. And KIV, this is why KIV is going to win by a landslide, because when the economy is doing this well and you're governor of a state, then you've got it going for you. So congratulations on that. That was a very, very, very good number. There was a 17-year-old young black man who was running away, and they shot him in the back and killed him. Now, I'm about to become a member of the Black Lives Matter if they keep doing this stuff.
Yes.
This is absolutely crazy. So let's start out with the story here. Unarmed 17-year-old shot while running from police.
Large crowds of protesters blocked streets in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania yesterday, calling for change after an officer shot and killed an unarmed 17-year-old. Cell phone video appears to show Antoine Rose Jr. running from police on Tuesday night. Three gunshots can be heard. Police say the video might not tell the whole story.
This area was filled with demonstrators yesterday. The police officer involved in the shooting has not been identified, but we do know that he was new to the force and had just been sworn in. People in this community are outraged and looking for answers.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Protesters filled the streets, at one point blocking a law enforcement vehicle. They're demanding answers in Tuesday night's fatal police shooting of Antoine Rose Jr., captured on cell phone video.
Why are they shooting at him?
Rose is seen in a light-colored T-shirt and appears to be running away from police. Rose was shot three times and died at a local hospital.
Still doesn't even feel real that he's gone.
Allegheny County Police Superintendent Coleman McDonough.
I understand in today's atmosphere, anytime a young man is killed, there's cause for outrage in some areas.
Yep. I mean, by the way, you can go to my website, damarshow.com, and you can see the video of it. It's a short piece, but they're sitting there on a phone, and they're videotaping it. And the guy's running away, and the officer is chasing him with the gun extended out while he's running, and he doesn't stop and take aim. He just sit there and firing right at the guy as he's running away. I mean, this is sickening. And this is where the problem is. We've got to get more experience out there. This is a veteran officer. He was new to this force, but he'd been with another force. Let's listen to the second part of the story.
McDonough says the officer involved has been placed on administrative leave as they conduct an independent investigation.
I would urge people to give us time to conduct an objective investigation to gather facts.
McDonough says the vehicle Rose was in matched a car involved in a nearby drive-by shooting. One person in the car was detained and later released, and police say they found two firearms in the vehicle. But Rose was unarmed as he and another suspect ran away and the officer opened fire. Rose's uncle says he sees rage growing in his community amid reports it was the officer's first day on the job.
The police officers, I know they got a very hard job and everything, but you know what? You know, you got to be fit for the job.
Superintendent McDonough says the police officers involved did not have body cameras and there were no cameras in the police cars to capture this incident. There is another protest planned for later today, and that third suspect who fled from police is still on the loose.
It's another upsetting story. I know they said, you know, the video doesn't tell the whole story, but what we're seeing on the video is very disturbing, so I hope they tell the rest of it soon. And I think it's important to point out the officer charged with the shooting, he was new on that force, but he was a veteran officer. He'd worked at other departments for 8 years, so I think it's important to point that out.
Yeah.
He was not a rookie on the job.
I tell you what, this is just becoming a little too much for me here. And you guys know I'm a big supporter of the police, but when you're mowing, just gunning down citizens, and maybe there's something else, but from looking at it, when somebody's running away from you and you're shooting them in the back, I want to hear the reasoning behind that.
And that is, well, it's just another example of what people are talking about. Some of these stories, there is an argument. In this case, I'm right there with you, Dan. This is ridiculous.
You know, and I don't know if it's a frustration level. I don't know what it is, but it really is. It's just got to stop. And, you know, to me, it's kind of, it's making the argument that when the black line, it's just creating the problem. I thought, you know, well, there are certain circumstances I've seen that there was nothing necessary. The officer did what he was supposed to. I just don't see how this or the guy who got tasered. I mean, as soon as I saw the video, right. that guy's toast. I mean, he's shooting him, the guy's running away. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey.
I hate to say it, but I think all these police are being trained that way, man. Shoot to kill. It's just too much of it happening all over. And
but you don't shoot to kill when somebody's running away from you.
I know, but I mean, it seems to be standard operating procedure regardless. Shoot first, ask questions later. And I can't help, it's happening so much, Dan, I can't help but believe that they're trained that way. How could it not be otherwise?
Well, I don't. They are trained that if they're under assault, that they are. If they're in a firefight with somebody, they're going to empty their weapon in them. That is standard. That is a standard. But the guy's running away from them.
I understand. My encounters with the police here locally, of course, I do repairs for break-ins. Police are always very nice when I'm there putting a door back in for a customer where the door just got kicked in.
Yep.
But traffic stop, they're angry, and they're just angry, and I'm scared of them. I'll give you an example. It won't take but a minute. I was South Perry Street, right at the interstate, Arbor Street. And in fact, I was listening to Greg, Aluminum Foil was playing. I was in a great mood. I stop at the red light, nobody there but me, and apparently there's a crosswalk, so there's three white stripes. A flick top, you know what a flick top is, don't you?
No.
Police car with no lights on top.
Oh, okay.
Slit top pulls up next to me. Here's a angry looking white sergeant. Looks at me angrily. I'm sitting at the red light by myself listening to Aluminum Foil smiling. And he says, stopping at a red light like that constitutes running a red light. And he gives me a real dirty look. And then he pulls off. And it took me a minute to figure out where he was going. And then I look down and I'm at the first stripe. Instead of the third stripe. And he's mad. And he scared me. And I don't know what's going on. It seems anytime they pull somebody over, they're kind of angry. And I think it's dangerous. And, you know, I'm very friendly and polite. I work and fix stuff for people. I meet these guys all the time. But what is the anger situation? Do you get that impression, or is it just me?
I don't get that at all from my contact with police. You know, I've had one officer that was overly nice to me. I was recording him as he was talking to me.
Oh, did he know that?
Yeah, he did. I had the phone and just I was recording it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I need to be doing from now on.
Yeah. Well, and there's a reason. And if they get angry, you're dealing with a problem. But I had an attorney tell me that's what you always want to do in case there's some issue.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that because, see, I'm around all day long. And, you know, nobody's Jesus, man. You got to be Jesus on the road in Montgomery now because, you know, anything, you're going to get pulled over. They're going to give you a ticket. No warnings, and it just seems to be a line that is they've crossed to a police state attitude. I'm scared of the police. I've never been more scared of the police in my life, and I never have been before, but I am now, man. They will shoot to kill. So I'm sorry to say that, too, because I would think of them as being somebody I could turn to for help.
That's the way it should be.
It sure should. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thanks. Let me go to the phone and go to Bobby. Bobby, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, how are y'all?
Doing good.
All right. Hey, I heard you talking about the cell phone footage. Let me ask you, has the body cam been released?
I haven't seen the body cam, no.
Okay. I watch a lot of body cam footage, mm-hmm. and I know it's going to sound great, but it's on, like, YouTube, body cam footage. And I try to keep up with the news and stuff like that. And when I see the cell phone video on the news, and then I go back and rewatch it as body cam footage, you know, those police officers, they see things that are never seen on those cell phone videos. And it takes just a split second for somebody that's armed to turn and put, you know, a bullet in a police officer. And me personally, I love to watch the body cam footage, and you know, there's a great guy on YouTube. He was a police officer. His name is Donut Operator. If you look him up on YouTube, what he does is he takes body cam footage. First, he takes the cell phone footage. He'll show you the cell phone footage, and then he'll show you body cam. And the things that you see on the body cam, when he slows it down, most of the time, put in perspective of why the cops did that. Now, I'm not saying every cop is perfect. You know, we're all human. And I've had my run-ins with the law, and most of the time I've been wrong, you know. But I have a huge respect for law enforcement. They have a terribly tough job.
I agree with that. There's no doubt about that. But can you give me something where you're running away from a police officer and they shoot you?
Okay, for instance, say, just in case, you know, 5 seconds before that cell phone video popped on, that guy had a gun in his hand and turned the corner. Okay, now...
No, wait. But they didn't find it. There's no weapon on him.
There's no weapon on him?
Right. Unarmed.
On something like that, you know, there's a saying among police officers, and I don't know this personally, just from watching Donut. Anyway... that if where there's one gun, there's two guns. Where there's two guns, there's three guns. You know? And most of these police officers have families to go home to.
Okay, but you know, that's not... You're making the guy's running away from you. And let's say he showed a gun. So then, therefore, what you're saying is then he may have had a gun on him. So what you do is you shoot the guy in the back?
Well, I'm not saying it's justified to shoot him in the back. No, by no means.
That's my problem.
You can't, you know, sit there and judge that situation off of 30 seconds of cell phone video.
I hear what you're saying, but if someone is running away from you, give me the justification for shooting them in the back.
Let me ask you, do you know for a fact, when he was running away from him, do you know for a fact that there wasn't a pistol in his waistline?
They said he was dead, and when they got to him, he was unarmed.
He was unarmed.
He was unarmed. Yeah, I said that three times.
Okay. I'm just, there's a lot of scenarios.
I'll give you one more shot to tell me a scenario that you shoot somebody in the back running away that's unarmed.
Yeah, I can't tell you, Dan.
That's why we play this game. Thanks for the telephone call, Bobby. Let me go to break. Damn our show, last segment. Be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American-run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
When it comes to trucks, I say the bigger the better. But when it comes to my truck payment, well, that's another story. A buddy told me he found the lowest rates on auto loans at ASE Credit Union. Anyone can walk in and apply or give them a call. And ASE makes their decisions locally, which makes getting a loan faster and easier. I don't need the approval of some national bank. I'll keep my business and my truck right here in Alabama. It's your life. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Okay, boys and girls. Last segment. Last shot to get your shots in. Uh-oh. 84 says it's raining in Delrida. I better hurry home. Let's go to the phones and go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Sir.
Hey, Clint.
You know, I don't trust no law enforcement agency, especially Elmore County, because they mistreated me greatly. And I did nothing wrong. I called them, and they treated me like I was a piece of dirt.
I remember you told us a story.
Yeah, so I don't trust no law enforcement, especially in Elmore County. Montgomery, I don't know. I've never been arrested in nothing in Montgomery. But Elmore County, I can tell you about it. They're not good officers. You got a few, but most of them just trying to make a name for themselves, sir. Uh-huh. And like that guy got shot in the back. Why? Why him shoot at the man? See? That's bull crap.
Yeah,
thank you for taking my call, sir.
Thank you. So you gotta stop. You know, somebody really needs to look. And I've had lengthy conversations with Kevin Murphy about this, and there really needs to be a new retooling of the police work out here. It's not good. Mosquito Shield. I tell you what, Levon is his name, and K getting mosquitoes out of your yard is his game. Matter of fact, I ran into somebody that uses them. They did the $29.95 special, first time visit, no obligation. They said they loved it so much, they signed up immediately. So get ready to copy this number to get rid of mosquitoes at your home, 334-513-2940. Let me give you that again, 513-2940. Levon is his name. Getting rid of mosquitoes is his game. Let's go to Ritz. Ritz, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call. I just want to tell everybody in Prattville that works in Montgomery, don't need to water your grass today.
Yeah, I'm going to have to leave the station to show early, I think. I think it's raining at my house now. I got to go get that electrical unit out.
Yeah, it's a gully wash here in Prattville. I just wanted to say that in Montgomery, I've only had, in my entire life, two unpleasant experiences. But it wasn't anything I could tolerate, you know, it's just a personality disorder, but every other interaction I've had with the police department, they have been great. They have been polite. They've been very helpful, and one of them in particular, I can't remember his name, but he just went well out of his way to make sure that I was okay and offer me help. So I just want to let everybody know that not all of them are bad. Most of them are great people with. You just don't get to meet them.
There you go.
And the people that have a gripe or a grievance, they're always the one to call in. And I just wanted to call and tell them that the majority of the policemen are great people, they're great family men, a great citizen, and especially over in Prattville. We have some great folks over here. I'm proud that they're protecting us.
Your police chief is a wonderful guy. Rich, thanks for the telephone calls. John and Gene, Joey's going to take over this telephone call. I got to head out because it's raining in my house.
Yes, indeed. And we only have 2 minutes left, so let's make it quick. John, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Wonderful, wonderful.
I kind of have a peeve with the Prattville police. I'm not going to say they're bad.
Sure.
But you know, I do tend to think that sometimes their badge, especially Prattville and Montgomery, goes to their head. I mean, anytime you're dealing with anybody and you're a police officer, you know, you've always got to treat the situation as a danger. Because I know their job's dangerous. I know police officers have been shot over just getting a ticket, a citation. But I will say this right here. A lot of the animosity toward the police officers that come from people is because of the ones that you have that really, really, really mistreat us for no reason. I mean, there's no reason to scream and yell at somebody because they forgot to dim their headlights.
Well, and John, I completely agree with you there. I mean, a few people who abuse their power goes to their head. I rarely advocate for more funding to even municipal governments, but I really think police should be treated at the same level as a doctor or lawyer in terms of education and pay. You should be going through years of training for a nice paycheck because of how dangerous the job is, but because of also the extraordinary powers given to the police, they should be held to an extraordinary standard.
And I agree with you on that because you don't do somebody 8 weeks of training and give them a gun and a badge and say, hey, go protect them.
Right.
You know, I don't believe that you can figure out if somebody has a mental disorder in just a few months of training. I don't think you can figure that out. And I do believe that there are police that have any police officer that has a chip on his shoulder and thinks that he has to hurt somebody physically or emotionally has a mental defect, and it should be looked into.
It should be. Well, John, we're out of time. I appreciate the call, man.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy hour.